Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LAFPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. And today I'm going to be speaking with Deborah Gross, whose play The Third Date is currently playing at the Fringe main stage at the Open Fist Theater as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival. Deborah's a writer-performer based in New York City and Los Angeles. She studied improv and sketch writing at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in L.A. and New York and is a graduate of the Los Angeles Second City Conservatory program. Her sketches were performed at the L.A. Fest of Sketch, L.A. Improv Festival, and the San Francisco Sketch Fest. That's a brain twister. That's like a mind twister. Her blog, Conversations with Deb, won the Other Network Comedy Contest in 2010 and ran as a stage show at UCB in New York. So welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, The Third Date is, of course, set on a third date between your main characters, Evan and Allie. And as they circle around each other and we wonder what's really going to happen next, the setting immediately feels really familiar to most people. So where did the original idea come from, and how did you work on developing it in this work?
Well, I am in the dating scene, and a bunch of my friends are as well. And I felt that during conversations that I've had with friends, a lot of stress came from going on dates, but also the third date. And if the idea just, I was getting more and more interested in this idea. And if you Google the third date, there's a whole, a lot of articles about the third date, and it just made me even more stressed out, what it implies. And I started from there. I thought I always find that the funniest stories are the ones that are the most personal, and that's when I started writing this.
So that kind of leads me to have to ask, how personal is it?
It's based on actually a date that I did have, but the stories are fiction and then also things that, were inspired by real events as well.
Excellent. So the major conceit, or what makes the third date different, is that the exes of your two main characters, Evan and Allie, show up during the proceedings. Their names are Helmer and Barry, and they show up during the proceedings to kind of further complicate matters. So how did that deepen the theatrical experience of the third date for you as the writer?
That's a great question. I thought it was important that there should be two other people in the play to have some conflict and comedy as well, but also kind of take on the neuroses of Evan and Allie since they are figments of their imagination. Mm-hmm. And I found that when people were reading the script and giving me notes, they were a little confused about how Helmer and Barry were going to be perceived. But then once we started doing the rehearsals and seeing it on the stage, I just really thought that I can't imagine it without them, that their energy and the conflict and the struggles of all the characters are really brought to life, and it makes it also a lot more fun.
Absolutely. It's a really interesting idea, the idea of bringing to life exes in the same room with you. I think it really makes it interesting.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I think that also with dating, you always are thinking about the person that your date has been with before you, and maybe even the person that he's going to be with after you, and try and compare that in your head, how you fit into that.
Exactly. That could get to be a very crowded room at a certain point in life.
Yes, welcome to my brain.
Well, you decided to bring this work to the Hollywood Fringe Festival this year, so I wondered how that's been for you so far, and why it seemed like the perfect place and time to do this.
Oh, yes. It's been a great experience. I'm so happy that I did it. It actually took some convincing of my friend Doug Hanna, who's actually the director, to get me to do it. So I can't thank him enough for that. I had always done things that were more for like web series or personal essays and more sketch format. And I always had wanted to write a one act, and it was just a great first attempt. And it's been so fun, and the community, the theater community in LA, has been so nice and so helpful. And it's been a wonderful experience.
So I really hadn't anticipated asking you this, but it sort of comes to mind that because you've been involved with doing things like web series, do you have any plans to film this?
Actually, it is something that we've been tossing around, that we'd like to turn it into a short. But I told Doug, the director, that I couldn't think about that until after the fest was over.
Because it's like, you get to the last party, then maybe sleep for an entire week, and then think about life as it goes forward from there.
Yes, absolutely. I thought after we opened I would be less nervous, but I've been nervous the whole entire run.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Have you been seeing a lot of other shows, as I have?
Yes, I have. I have. It's been so great. I am so impressed about all the creativity and talent and camaraderie of the fest.
Well, I always like to ask, and before wrapping up, if there's anything else you're working on that you might be able to talk about right now, anything that we could look forward to in the future.
Well, we are, once we're finished with the third date for the fest, we are going to start working on the short for film. And I've have a couple of projects that I'm helping to develop, and then I always update my blog, Conversations with Deb.
Excellent. Is it conversationswithdeb.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Well, there's that too. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today during the very busy Fringe Festival, and hope
thank
you.
Thank you.
The third date runs at the Fringe Main Stage at the Open Fifth Theater in Hollywood until June 30th. It features Megan Ray Manzi, Peter Salella, Chris Wilde, and Rebecca Mader. It's directed by Doug Hanna and produced by Deborah Gross. For more information about tickets, please visit www.hollywoodfringe.org/projects/1332. And for more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.